The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. If you have a Bible, I would invite you to go and pick it up, open it, join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website real quick at www.considerhisword.org. Many things you'll find there, many resources and information about our ministry here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation, but also you'll find a link that says contact us. We would love to hear from you. And if you just send us an address and tell us where you're hearing the program today, we would send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a small notebook that will fit into a shirt pocket, into a purse, easily into a Bible case or something like that. They're absolutely free. All that costs you is a postage to write to us. And so you can contact us through the website, or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, many just simply write to us in the regular mail. And so you can send us a note at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, today's message is actually the second part of a message we began last week about Asa here in 2 Chronicles. You can go back and hear that first message in this series at our website, again, considerhisword.org. You can hear all of the radio programs there if you'd like to catch up. So we were talking about Asa. Let me read the first four or five verses just to kind of set the stage. Last week I read the entire chapter. I'm not going to do that today. So 2 Chronicles chapter 14, the Bible says, "So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he took away the altars of the strange gods in the high places, and brake down the images, and cut down the groves, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandments. He also took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him." I think really a pivotal verse in this is verse 2, where it says, "Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord." Here was Asa trying to do right. And I'll tell you, sometimes it's hard to do the right thing. Sometimes when you're faced with a choice, and maybe the choice is between doing the wrong thing and the right thing, it's hard to do the right thing many times. But in the end, you know, the way of the sinner is hard when you disobey God and do that which is not right. Now, his father, Abijah, had done the wrong thing, and he had not served the Lord. But now when Asa came along, he began to set things straight. Now, remember, Asa was the third king of Judah, the southern kingdom. And as he began to try to bring people back to God, he tore down the false gods, he took away the altars of the false gods, cut down the groves, the Ashtoreth, and he really, I think of it this way, that he was leading a revival and leading people back to seek the Lord. He said that they would seek the Lord. Take away all of these strange gods and do that which was right before God. And Asa began to do exactly that. But you know, here's the thing, and this is what I want you to see, especially today, that sometimes even though we're doing the right thing, does not mean that we're going to have an easy and peaceful life. Sometimes it's difficult. And like Asa, suddenly an enemy arose and came to attack him. Now remember, Asa had a decent sized army. He had an army of nearly 600,000 men, well prepared, well armed. Here they had had rest. They had had no war for at least 10 years. And then all of a sudden, seems like out of nowhere, an enemy appears. I want to read it. It picks up in verse 9. The Bible says, there came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,300 chariots and came unto Mareshah. Now here he comes. It says, and Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zarephath and Mareshah. So here things were going so well for him. He was doing the right thing. He was leading people to seek the Lord and to serve the Lord. And I know sometimes it seems like we try to do the right thing and it just seems like things begin to fall apart anyway. You know, sometimes God will take us through trials. And here Asa was doing the right thing. He was standing up for God, and here came the enemy. He came with a great army. The Bible says 1,000,000. You know how many that is? That's a million, an army of 1,000,000, and mentions that he had 300 chariots. Now Asa had a problem. You know, when we follow the Lord and we pray and we walk with the Lord, does not mean that our life will be problem-free. Trials are going to come. Like Asa, sometimes the enemy attacks, and we've got to be prepared. And I want you to see what he did. But I want you to notice the odds here. He had an army of about 600,000, and yet he was being attacked by an army of 1,000,000. The Bible also mentions they had 300 chariots. Now, the Bible didn't say anything about Asa having any chariots at all. So he was up against some, I guess you could call them weapons, that he was not really prepared for. And I know these seems like big numbers, but here it's almost, not quite, but almost the odds are 2-1. Very close to that. And it seemed like it was insurmountable. The battle that was set and the attack that came. But I want you to notice what Asa did. It's in verse 11. He went to the Lord. In verse 11, again, we're in 2 Chronicles 14. The Bible says, and Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let not man prevail against thee. Asa went to the Lord in prayer. He recognized that he was up against such great odds, and it seemed insurmountable, but he recognized God's ability. Notice that he said, again, verse 11, he said, it's nothing with thee to help. You know, nothing is too big for God. Nothing is insurmountable to God. He can do anything. He is able. I think here, Asa realized his own inability and recognized his own inability. He said, whether they're with many of them or with them that have no power, he knew that he probably could not win this in the flesh. And though it would seem powerful, there's always something or someone that seems more powerful. It was beyond his human ability. And he requested very specific help. He just simply said, Lord, help us. And you realize that sometimes that's all the prayer you need is just to say, Lord, help me. Maybe help me through this situation. Help me through this problem. Maybe it's just to help us through the night. The request was simple. There was not a lot of flowery and fancy big words. He just said, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. I want you to notice he rested totally on the Lord. He said, O Lord our God, we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. He was going to be totally reliable on God, totally in God's hands. And you know, sometimes we've got to let go and let God take over. Too many times we try to solve problems on our own, and we try to solve these situations on our own, and we just can't do it ourselves. And like Asa, we need to get before God and cry out to God and say, Lord, help us, help us. And he was going on ahead in God's name. He said, he looked again at his relationship with the Lord and said, O Lord, thou art our God. Lord, here is Jehovah, not the idols of his father, not some other God that may have been around. He was calling out to the Creator. You see, there was no other. He relied on God for the victory. He recognized the battle is with the Lord. God told Jehoshaphat back in 2 Chronicles 20, Thus saith the Lord unto thee, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And sometimes we've got to remember, the battle's not ours. It's God's, and we give it to him, and we depend on him. And as Asa prayed and totally, absolutely relied on God, he had no other armies he could call. He couldn't suddenly drum up a bigger army. He was totally, absolutely reliable on God. And sometimes that's exactly where God wants us to be, in a place where we have to totally depend on him. I want you to notice what happened. After Asa had prayed, the Bible says in verse 12, So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. They took off. God answered Asa's prayer, and God gave them the victory. You'd say the enemy was sent packing, running away. And so I want to encourage you today that when it seems like the problem is so big, you have no answer, and you see no way through, cry out to the Father. And you don't have to, again, use flowery words and fancy language. Just cry out and say, Oh, God, help us. Maybe you've been in that situation, or maybe you're in that situation right now, and you need to have total, absolute, reliable faith in God. By reliable faith, I mean totally relying on him, not on your own efforts. You know, sometimes we pray and we try to scheme our own answer. Well, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to try this. But you need to give that totally and absolutely over to God. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. You see, the Bible says even the devil will flee from you. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you and send the enemy packing. God can do that if you'll just give it to him and rely on him, cry out to him, and pour your heart out to him. Bring that need to him, bring that burden to him, and let go and see God do the work. He is able. And he will hear when you pray. He said, Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.